Charlotte, North Carolina. Welcome to the Thanksgiving Day edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast with Hank Hanegraaff. Hank is president of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters. As we're in the midst of Thanksgiving and soon Christmas, we set aside this special week of programming to let you know both of the impact this ministry is making and the decisive role your support plays in the work of the program as truth is under siege as never before in our generation. Because of you, we're able to cast the light of biblical clarity all across the United States and over 175 nations around the world, for which we are very thankful. Today, you'll hear the very best programs of our 2009 Listener Appreciation Weeks aired earlier this year that include an all-star lineup of Christian leaders standing with the Christian Research Institute. Despite all that God has done through the Christian Research Institute this year, we are still facing a crucial year-end financial need to avoid cutting even more stations. So please prayerfully consider supporting us at this critical time. Each day this week, you'll also hear from the listeners whose lives have been profoundly changed through the ministry of the Bible Answer Man broadcast.
Hi, Hank. I really want to thank you for your book, Christianity in Crisis. I wanted to thank you for speaking the truth without compromise. The Word of Faith movement has done much damage in the lives of people. And I thank you for opening my eyes to the teachings of those of Kenneth Copeland, Fred Price, Benny Hinn, and others, and recognizing how heretical many of their teachings are and how they're ruining the faith of many people. So I just want to thank you. God bless you for your ministry of speaking the truth and love. Thank you.
And now, here's Hank.
Let me kick off the broadcast today by broaching the question as to whether or not apologetics is really necessary in the first place. Now, too often people suppose that the task of evangelism and apologetics is the exclusive domain of scholars and theologians, but that simply isn't true. The defense of the faith is not optional. It's just plain old basic training for every Christian, and that means you. The Bible informs us that apologetics isn't just a nicety, it's a necessity. Look, writing in a world steeped in mystery cults, you have Paul vigorously defending the gospel and then charging Timothy and Titus to do the same thing. Apologetics is necessary to preserve the faith. Not only must the church defend against objections that come to her from without, she must guard against false teachings that penetrate from within. Paul admonishes Timothy. Remember the words, preach the word? Be prepared, he says, in season, out of season, rebuke, encourage, with great patience, careful instruction. And then he says, the time is going to come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, they'll turn their ears away from truth and turn aside to mythology. Defending essential Christian doctrine against perversions by pseudo-Christian cults is a crucial task. It's the task of apologetics. Apologetics is necessary for the cultural relevance of the church. In a post-Christian society in which theism is no longer in vogue and belief in the possibility of miracles is viewed as simple-minded superstition, apologetics creates intellectual room for the acceptance of the gospel. In place of merely pontificating dogmatic assertions, we as Christians are commanded to provide defensible answers and then do it with gentleness and with respect. During Listener Appreciation Week, we are thanking you for enabling this ministry to carry on the task of apologetics and evangelism, for providing Christians with discernment skills, for making them so familiar with the real McCoy, with truth that when counterfeits loom on the horizon, they just know it instantaneously. It's critical that this voice, a voice of reason, the voice of the ministry, as it were, in a postmodern context of increasing irrationality, it's crucial that this voice continue. The ministry is a voice to the world through our publications, through the Bible Answer Man broadcast, through equip.org, through our global outreach impacting places as far away as China, where I've recently met with the director of the State Administration of Religious Affairs and the director of the China Christian Council and the director of CAS, the Chinese Academy for the Social Sciences. The ministry of the Christian Research Institute is making an impact in the lives of people because of men and women like you. If you are part of our support team, through your prayers or finances, this week we are saying thank you over and over again. And this week, to say thank you for your support, I'm making available memorable keys to essential Christian doctrine. We have to understand the difference between the main and plain things of Scripture, which form the dividing line between the kingdom of Christ and the kingdom of the cults, and secondary issues, which we could debate vigorously, we don't have to divide over. But the main and the plain things are the very doctrines for which the martyrs bled and died. They're the plumb line. They're the foundation of the gospel. And I have produced memorable keys to essential Christian doctrine in a 4x6 flip chart that you can put in your pocket or your purse. And the reason I did it is not to be cutesy. I wanted you to have a statement that says, as for me and my house, this is what I have given my life to. And by the way, it's not just giving you doctrines in a memorable format, but it is giving you the basis on which you believe these doctrines to be true. Again, we will send this to you as our way of saying thank you for your support of the ministry. If you can stand with us prayerfully and financially, the way to do that is on the World Wide Web at equip.org in a safe, secure fashion at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, through the mail or via the phone at 888-7000 CRI. Joining me today, Kurt Cameron. You know him perhaps as the lovable Mike Seaver on the award-winning series Growing Pains. You probably know him better today through Fireproof, an incredible movie that without any excuse presents the gospel, plain and simple. It's not hidden. It's not shrouded. It's up front and center. It's calling people to a commitment to Jesus Christ and then teaching them how to live Christianly, how to be one who says, my love for my wife is not just a feeling that ebbs and flows. It is a commitment. And as such, it becomes the bedrock of Western civilization, which not only is formed in the DNA of the Bible, but has become the very factor ennobling and empowering women in the West. It's not about burning your wife on the funeral pyre after you die, as in Hinduism, because she has no more value. It's not about treating her like chattel, as in Islam. It's about ennobling a woman such that you cannot even dislike her. You have to love her. You cannot stay in enmity with her. You have to reconcile. Because you are called to give up your rights for your wife as Christ gave up his rights for the church, we fail to recognize that the ennobling power of the gospel has given us the freedom and the liberty that we enjoy. And Kirk, I appreciate so much that message coming out in Fireproof.
Oh, well, I was so fortunate to be part of that movie, and it was such a blessing to work with Sherwood Baptist Church on that film. And, boy, everything you're saying, I'm just amening in the background here, Hank. I mean, marriages are in such a desperate state today, with so many, even within the church, divorcing as outside of the church. Boy, that movie really just shook a lot of people up, and I think that it gives so much hope to people to understand that marriage was God's idea. We have no business defining marriage or redefining marriage. Only God has the authority to do that. And it is really what's so incredible about marriage is when we're actually acting out marriage as Christians, we are playing out this heavenly reality on an earthly stage. Marriage is actually a picture of the love that Christ has for his bride, the church. And when you understand that, it puts so much more meaning behind what it means to be married. And the most direct and graphic way a man can honor his Lord and love the Lord is by honoring and demonstrating a self-sacrificing love to his bride as a way of reflecting the kind of self-sacrificial love that Christ showed to his bride. That's us, the church. So I've learned all these things about marriage, and I've seen the biblical foundations for everything that we have here in our Western society. You know, the whole idea of hospitals and education and marriage and family and the ennobling of women and the treating children as precious. All these things come from the Bible and the Word of God. And if we look back in through history or even go to other countries where the Bible is not proclaimed, you see the same kind of tyranny, you see the same kind of horrible treatment of women and children. You see murder and rape and the oppression of women and children and the disabled. And the whole idea of charity and the sanctity of life and all the things that you and I enjoy today come out of a biblical worldview. And if we don't understand what that is or where those things came from, we're going to see them slip through our fingers just like it's happening in Europe. And that would just be a tragedy. And so we need ministries like yours, frankly, to help equip us to be able to talk about these things with people and say things like, hey, you know, do you think that education and treating women right and honoring our children is a good idea? Well, guess what? Take the Bible out of the equation, and you don't have any of that in the society anymore. The Bible is a very important book. And it also tells you what's going to happen to you when you die and how to get right with God. And you know, apologetics is just key in that regard, to engage the culture and see individuals as well as our nation get back to its biblical roots so that perhaps the Lord would put his hand of blessing and protection back upon this nation and cause it to prosper.
We're talking to Kirk Cameron, who is most recently seen in Fireproof, the movie, making an incredible impact in our culture. I was absolutely blown away by how Michael Catt and his vision at a small Baptist church could literally reach around the world. And this is a great demonstration of the fact that we can make a difference. It's not a matter of whether we can, it's a matter of whether we will. It's all a matter of priority. Kirk is a producer and host of the Way of the Master television series and radio broadcast. He's making a difference in so many different ways, not only through movies, but also through his ministry in families, his passion for truth, his communication of the gospel, his defense of the faith in public venues. And this is what we're talking about for you as well. Perhaps you don't have the platform of a Kirk Cameron, but we're asking you to stand with this ministry prayerfully and financially all this week. This is a great time, if you've never contributed to this ministry, to take the first step. This is one of the peak times in which we need your support. So if you can stand with us, it will make a tremendous difference in the lives of real people for time and for eternity. You can let me know if you're standing with me prayerfully and financially on the World Wide Web at equip.org, or just call 888-7000-CRI. I'll be right back in just a few moments with more of my conversation with Kirk Cameron. Please don't touch that dial.
December 31st marks the end of our calendar year. CRI is facing a critical need as we minister in this tough economy. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. To help you understand the impact this ministry is making and the cost associated with it, we've decided to play the very best of our listener appreciation programming from earlier this year, featuring key Christian leaders in the battle for truth. As we move further into what has been described as a post-Christian culture, it's more vital than ever to equip Christians to answer questions regarding what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. And that's why the continuation of the Bible Answer Man on this station is so crucial. Why not partner with us on a consistent monthly basis so that we can continue this outreach or give a generous special gift as we rapidly approach our critical calendar year end? Just call us toll-free at 888-7000-274. Or you can go online 24 hours a day on our secure website, www.equip.org. The Bible Answer Man will continue in a moment.
Multitudes of Christians have been given a wildly distorted understanding of the biblical teaching about faith. In the late 20th century, Word of Faith teachers such as Kenneth Hagin and Benny Hinn were at the fore.
The Bible declares clearly that faith is a force.
In the early 21st century, they are overshadowed by a new breed of prosperity preachers with rock star platforms like Joel Osteen and Paula White.
God said to challenge the people to give $66.12 according to Psalm 66:12. When you put your faith with the word, then you have mandated results.
Hank gives hope and truth to the millions trapped in the faith movement in his landmark book, Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century. To get your copy of Christianity in Crisis, 21st Century, call 888-7000-CRI or go online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the autographed and limited leather editions.
The question I had for you is,
I was wondering whether or not you feel that the
what we would like to know is, we are Christians ourselves, and we
questions like these come flooding every day into the headquarters of the Christian Research Institute. People are hungry for well-reasoned biblical answers to their spiritual questions, and they turn to us for those answers, a responsibility we take very seriously. That's why we're observing Listener Appreciation Week all this week. We want to thank you for listening, for your prayers, and for your financial support. So, during Listener Appreciation Week, we invite you to call CRI and receive some special gifts of appreciation for your financial support. Call us now at 888-7000-CRI. That's 888-7000-CRI. And thanks for making Listener Appreciation Week a success.
Thanks, Hank. I really appreciate that.
Christmas is the tremendous news that little baby Jesus came as God in flesh. Hank Hanegraaff has penned a hardbound devotional taking the truths of the Christmas story and turning them into traditions. In the Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. Each devotion is beautifully presented and complemented with an appropriate Christmas carol and thought-provoking questions. The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season, is a collection of 25 daily devotions that are certain to inspire an annual Christmas tradition. This year, as you prepare your home for Christmas, prepare your heart as well. Order The Heart of Christmas with the accompanying Christmas carols on CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas carol CD, or quantity discount options to give as gifts to your loved ones and friends. That's equip.org. listening to a special week of programming of the very best of 2009 listener appreciation programs here on The Bible Answer Man. We'd like to thank you for listening and express our gratitude for partnering with CRI as we equip and encourage listeners from all across the U.S., Canada, and around the world. As we move into what has been described as a post-Christian culture, it's more vital than ever to equip Christians to answer questions regarding what they believe, why they believe, and who they believe. That's why the continuation of the Bible Answer Man on this station is so crucial by finishing our calendar year in strong. And that's why your partnership is needed now more than ever, because we can stay on this station only with the support of friends like you. Perhaps you're one of those listeners whose life has been personally impacted or blessed in a meaningful and powerful way by the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Let's listen to one such example.
Your ministry and your show has really helped me a lot with how to deal with people and, you know, in other religions like Jehovah's Witnesses or Mormons. And all the people, the speakers that you have on your show are just phenomenal, and they encourage me to learn more about how to read the Bible, you know, get more familiar with how apologetics works. I've bought several of your books, Lee Strobel's DVDs and Jay Richards and Guillermo Gonzalez. Just a number of tools for me to strengthen me and to give me knowledge so that I can be more effective.
As you've heard, this is a ministry that is changing lives with every broadcast day. Why not partner with us and help us meet our critical year-end needs? We raise about 20% of our annual budget at this time of year. We'd also love to welcome you to the Bible Answer Man monthly support team. To find out more about joining this important group of supporters, or to learn more about other ways in which you can be a vital part of this ministry, just call us toll-free at 888-7000-CRI. Or visit us on the web at www.equip.org. And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
Hey, we're talking to Kirk Cameron. He is presently starring in Fireproof. He is the producer and host of The Way of the Master television series and radio broadcast, Making a Difference While There's Yet Time. I was thinking during the break about Oprah Winfrey, who has an enormous bully pulpit. She says the thoughts and the feelings that you put out into the world, both good and bad, are exactly what is always coming back to you. So you have the life that you have created. She says the secret is the law of attraction, and has been promoting Rhonda Byrne's The Secret, which has become a cult phenomenon. Millions of people have bought into the skin of the truth stuffed with a great big lie. Rhonda Byrne says that if you want to transform yourself from fat to thin, you have to think thin thoughts. In fact, you shouldn't even look at fat people. And at first blush, the rhetoric seems silly, laughable. But there is a clear and present danger. Just as her followers have to avoid fat people for fear of becoming fat, so too they have to avoid cancer victims for fear of contracting cancer, or poor people for fear of becoming poor. In other words, you should avoid the very people Jesus exhorts us to care for. Do not so much as look at them, says Rhonda Byrne. And I've pointed out that contributing authors of The Secret have made it plain that victims of suffering and tragedy attracted those circumstances to their lives. Remember when asked by Larry King whether Jessica Lunsford, a 9-year-old Florida girl, brutally raped and murdered, attracted the horror to herself, contributing author Joe Vitale responded, "Yes. We're attracting everything to ourselves, and there is no exception. The tragedy is that Christian leaders with huge bully pulpits are communicating essentially the same thing, but dressed up in Christian garb. They don't call it the law of attraction. They call it the force of faith. The point here is that within a milieu in which we have a cacophony of voices giving you air, there has to be an antidote. And God has raised up the ministry of the Christian Research Institute, I believe, for just such a time as this. I promise you this, I will never attempt to be politically correct. It's not about the praise of men. It's about the way of the Master. It's about making a difference, being faithful, and letting the chips fall where they may. The moment we compromise, there's no necessity for the ministry. And I'm asking people to stand with this ministry prayerfully and financially all this week. For your gift to the ministry, I'd love to send you Essential Christian Doctrine. The reason I've produced it is because we have to understand the North Star by which the course of Christianity is set. It's an unchanging reference point. It's essential to safely guide the church through the doctrinal storms that consistently seek to sink it. It's laminated, it's a flip chart. It not only gives you what you believe in memorable fashion, but why you believe what you believe, so you can defend the faith once for all delivered to the saints. And Kirk, you touched on this, but let's elaborate a little bit. There are only two kinds of people in the world. C.S. Lewis was right. The person who bows the knee and says to Christ, "Thy will be done," and the person who in the end hears the words of Christ to them, "Thy will be done," as they're separated from him for all eternity. We have to preach a message of repentance, a recognition that everyone is a sinner, and unless they repent of their sin, they will be separated from God for all eternity. The gospel's an offense. The way we present it doesn't have to be offensive, but we have to present the offense of the gospel.
Absolutely. You know, Paul said, "Woe is me if I preach not the gospel." And I think what motivated him was he had a radical transformation that took place in his own heart. He knew who Jesus was, and he knew who he was himself before a holy God. And so when he was converted, he understood the necessity of being able to preach the gospel to the lost, because if it's not preached to them, how will they hear? And how will they be saved if they don't believe the gospel? You know, Hank, I've been listening to some sermons from a variety of pastors that I respect, and I was shocked at some of the statistics that were shared through one of these sermons. There's a pastor who was sharing the fact that in America, our birth rate in America is below replacement rate. In other words, we're having fewer children than we did decades and decades ago, and people are dying off quicker than we're replacing them, and as a culture, we're dying, and particularly in the Christian culture, we're dying because of the few children that we are having, we're losing most of them to false religions and cultures, stuff like The Secret, like you were saying, or to postmodernism, or to other cults. And really, the bottom line is that we've got to learn how to evangelize and disciple our own children well in our homes. We can't just leave it up to some pastor, some youth pastor, to answer the questions for our kids. We've got to create a Christianity that is lived out in the home, that is so authentic and that is so robust and so attractive that our children would never dream of jumping ship. We've got to help them to unmask their own sin, to be able to separate truth from error and see the treasure of the truth of Christ and to embrace it with all of their heart and to know how to answer the questions that that are brought up because of things like the New Age movement or postmodernism or the emergent church or Islam or Mormonism or Jehovah's Witnesses. And if we don't answer those questions in the home by equipping moms and dads, we're losing the few children that we have. And with religions like Islam on the rise, with having, you know, multiple wives and an average of 6 kids per family, all named Muhammad, and being, you know, beat unless they can memorize the Quran, we're going to see the death of the Christian culture, even here in America, rather quickly. We just have to look to Europe, and we can see what's happening in France and England. And I really believe that the Bible Answer Man broadcast and the resources you're talking about are essential for regular guys like me and like my wife to be able to answer the questions for ourselves so that we can stand up in the culture and defend the faith, proclaim the gospel, and then raise our children to know the Lord and to understand the truth and be able to defend it. Because if we don't, we're just going to lose it altogether. And we'll be a lot worse off than just a post-Christian culture. It could become virtually extinct here if we don't get with the biblical program.
I want to ask you in the next segment a question about the impact of media. Kirk, my kids, and I have 12 of them now, they come to me and they're constantly asking me about what they're seeing on the internet, and it underscores the reality that unless we have answers, so often the kids in our homes under our own roofs are systematically being subverted from the faith once for all delivered to the saints. We'll talk to Kirk about that in just a few moments. Let me once again reiterate the fact that we need you to continue standing with this prayer, Flynn, financially so we can continue fighting the fight, running the race, finishing the course set forth for us by the grace of God. He has raised up this ministry and raised you up as a support team member. And if you're supporting the ministry, I want to say thank you. If you're not, please join us. We need many more people to hold up the hands of this ministry, as it were. You can do that by supporting this ministry on the World Wide Web in a safe, secure fashion at equip.org. Check it out. You can do it on the World Wide Web by sending your donation to Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, or by simply talking to one of our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. This is a ministry supported by listeners just like you. All this week, we're saying thank you during Listener Appreciation Week. Again, for your gift to the ministry, I would love to send you Memorable Keys to Essential Christian Doctrine. It is one of my favorite products because it gives you, in essence, what you believe and why you believe it, and it does so in memorable fashion. Again, check it out on the World Wide Web at equip.org, and we'll be back in just a few moments with our final moments with Kirk Cameron, so please stay tuned.
Because of you, we're able to cast the light of biblical clarity all across the United States, Canada, and 175 more nations around the world, and we are grateful. So during Listener Appreciation Week, we invite you to call CRI and receive some special gifts of appreciation for your financial support to say thank you. For a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful gift book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. And for $250 or more to the Christian Research Institute, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for $500 or more, he'll send you a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. As you hear on the Bible Answer Man, there is no shortage of spiritual hunger that people have. Lives are being changed. So call now. Our number is 888-7000-274. Or go online to our secure website, www.equip.org. Listener Appreciation Week on the Bible Answer Man continues right after this.
Hank Hanegraaff has answered thousands of questions while hosting the Bible Answer Man broadcast. Now, the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition offers concise and well-crafted answers to over 170 questions that stumble seekers and galvanize skeptics against the historic Christian faith. This beautiful leather hardbound edition contains all the questions and answers from the Bible Answer Book Volumes 1 and 2, plus all new answers to some of today's tenacious questions such as, does Mormonism really teach that Jesus is the spirit brother of Satan? And did Jesus make a crucial historical blunder in the Gospel of Mark? And that's not all. With each entry, Hank offers scripture references specifically related to the subject matter and recommends resources for further study to better equip you. Get your copy of this attractive 550-page leather hardbound book when you call 888-7000-CRI or order on our secure website at www.equip.org. That's equip.org.
And don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. Set sail for a week at sea with Hank Hanegraaff and The Word, May 9th through May 16th, 2010. Departing Mother's Day weekend, the 7-day Western Caribbean cruise departs from Tampa, Florida, and sails to four beautiful Caribbean ports like Grand Cayman and Cozumel aboard the luxurious Carnival Legend. Enjoy a time of great fellowship and daily teaching from the riches of God's Word with Hank. Grammy Award-winning Christian musician Steve Camp leads worship.
Considering it's Mother's Day, a great time to honor your mom and husbands, to honor your wives. Bring them on a great vacation. Let them relax in the beautiful Caribbean sunshine. Make it a Christmas gift this year.
Early bird pricing begins at only $449 plus taxes and fees per person. This incredibly low price includes accommodations and meals. To participate, go to www.equip.org.
Join us this year for the trip of a lifetime.
Early bird pricing ends Monday, November 30th. That's equip.org.
It is reading and interpreting the passage in light of what the Bible says, not my imagination.
You've always appreciated the thoughtful, biblically based answers you hear from Hank on the Bible Answer Man. But how can you benefit from Hank's input and instruction in your personal quiet times? You can with the Legacy Study Bible. Hank Hanegraaff has helped to assemble what could be the most helpful Bible you've ever read. Informative and educational articles are written by Hank using acronyms that he regularly uses on the Bible Answer Man, including LIGHTS, showing how to understand the Bible, MAPS, demonstrating how the Bible is divinely inspired and preserved, DOCTRINE, summarizing essential Christian doctrine, and FEAT, an apologetic on Christ's resurrection. Order the Legacy Study Bible, edited by Hank Hanegraaff, by calling 888-7000-CRI or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to ask about the personalized edition. This is the very best of our listener appreciation weeks on the Bible Answer Man, when we welcome those who've never supported the ministry before to break the ice by calling the Christian Research Institute to make a special gift. And we encourage old friends to commit to supporting us on a regular monthly basis. We also want to express our gratitude for your faithful listening, for your prayers, and for your financial support of the Bible Answer Man broadcast, especially at this critical time of year when we end our calendar year on December 31st. CRI is facing an urgent year-end financial need. We're still $935,000 from meeting our year-end budget. So for a gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful brand new book, The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. For a gift of $250 or more, Hank will send autographed copies of both the Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. To speak with an operator here at CRI, call 888-7000-274 or go online to www.equip.org. Perhaps your life has been blessed or impacted in a meaningful and powerful way by the Bible Answer Man broadcast. We've been encouraged to hear many testimonies, like this one.
Hello, Hank. My name is Dave Pash, and I just wanted to thank you very much for your ministry, in particular, just pointing always to the Bible. I am a national sportscaster for ESPN and for the NFL's Arizona Cardinals, and your ministry and, again, your desire to hold all things up against the Word of God and always point to the Bible has really inspired me and has helped me to always trust in the Word and trust in God and keep that as the focus of my life and the focus of witnessing and the importance of speaking truth and being able to equip other believers and being equipped myself to present truth to skeptics and to seekers. Thank you.
And now, here's the president of the Christian Research Institute, Hank Hanegraaff.
And the need to change lives has never been greater. I'm thinking as I talk to Kirk Cameron about the impact of media on the lives of our kids. Kirk and I think between the two of us, have 18 kids. So we're making our contribution so that we don't go backwards in the population growth. But look, Kirk, I have noticed over and over again with my kids the way they get information on the World Wide Web. It was my son, Paul Stephen, who came to me one day and told me about Zeitgeist the movie. I didn't even know about it yet. And he asked me to watch it with him. And the fact that I was equipped to give him an answer made a very big difference, not only in his life, but in the lives of kids that he interacts with. But there are so many ways in which the media is impacting kids today, it almost seems as though it's no longer a fair fight. And if we as believers are not equipped, we're going to lose our families.
Yeah, that's just it's a scary thought, but I think you're absolutely right. I mean, the truth is, you have 12, Chelsea and I have 6 children, and the truth is the world stays up late at night figuring out ways to steal our children's hearts and minds away from us. While we're sleeping in, the world's up at 4 o'clock in the morning, and they're pumping filth into the websites and the text messages and the television sets and the music and the movies and the television that our children watch. And so we've got to do more than just feel like, we have our nighttime devotions and we go to church on Sundays and we love them. We've got to equip them and we've got to really know how to answer questions. I mean, my little girl, Olivia, she's 7 years old, and she's often asking me questions that force me to sharpen up on my apologetic. She asks, Daddy, things like, if God knew that sin was going to enter into the world and that people would go to hell, then why did he even let it happen? Couldn't he have stopped it? Or, you know, when they hear the questions from people saying, well, if God is all-loving and he's all-powerful and all-knowing, then why does he let little children get cancer? He must not be all three of those things. Well, how do you answer your kids when they ask you those questions? And there's even more extravagant claims now saying that Jesus never even existed, that he's just a complete myth. Kids go off to college after being in a bit of a Christian bubble in so many Christian homes, and they're completely unprepared for the professor with a PhD and a long white beard that stands in the front and says that you are an absolute fool and an idiot if you believe that the Bible was the inspired Word of God. And you feel like you're the Lone Ranger out there, and you don't know how to defend your faith, that can just be devastating. And so we as parents have to be equipped. And that's the biggest tragedy, I think, in the family, is that if we don't pass on the faith to our children, and it's just essential. And that's why I appreciate your ministry, Hank. You've helped me. You've helped me have answers that are just ready in my tool belt, so to speak, when I'm talking to people on the streets, when I go out to share the gospel with strangers, when I'm talking with my family. I can go to the website. I can look up questions. The Bible Answer Book's got the answers to the most commonly asked questions of the Christian faith. And not only answers to the questions, but then you're so good also at helping us to kind of perceive when a person is a genuine questioner or when they're just putting up a smokescreen to be able to dodge the issue of being accountable before God. And so you can help us to see when a person is really being sincere in their questions or when they're just sending you on a rabbit chase so that you ultimately will just leave them alone and they can go on their way. So there's strategic tactics that are important too, and all of these things are things that we have to learn, and you're helping all of us. So I want to encourage everybody who listens to this broadcast and supports it, and those who don't yet support it, to please get on board. And if we all pull together, we can make a massive impact on one another's families, and we can see Christianity flourish in this country again. But we've got to be equipped.
Kirk, I thank you for that. I couldn't help but thinking as you were speaking about Bart Ehrman, who is the chair of the Religious Studies Department at the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill, and in his latest bestseller talks about the fact that there are conservative Christians coming into his classroom who for a while resist the notion that the Bible is riddled with errors, but eventually, he says, they come to realize that their faith is unfounded, that the Bible is, in fact, riddled with so many mistakes that it can hardly be considered the infallible repository of redemptive revelation. And on this broadcast, I have been taking on his objections to the Bible being the inerrant, infallible Word of God, and doing that to demonstrate that there are good answers, but so often the student in school, again, as he describes them, coming from a conservative home, is shaken in their faith to the point of walking away from Christianity just like their professor did.
Yeah, that's right. And it's happening so much. I think the statistics now tell us it's anywhere between conservatively 75% and onwards up to 85 and 90% of kids raised in Christian homes walking away from their faith by the end of their first year in college. And that's simply because they're not equipped. I mean, think of how you would feel, thinking and never really questioning your faith too seriously growing up, and then walking into a brand new environment where, you know, peer acceptance is so important to you, as it is to most college students. And then you've got these guys whose intelligence are off the charts telling you that what you've been taught by your parents amounts to about as much truth as telling you that the moon is made of cheese or that there's a Santa Claus. And you don't want to feel like you're just unintelligent, and so you might raise a couple of questions, but if you're not ready to really answer their attacks against your faith, you can see how it'd just fall away. You'll just let it go. And what's scary about that is we let it go so easily that what will happen when real persecution comes to our country? I mean, all we have to do is look over to Africa. You look over into the Sudan, or you look over into other places. In fact, I just sat next to a fellow on the airplane this weekend. He was a Nigerian Muslim who was actually participating in the murdering of Christians by hanging them upside down and dipping them in vats of boiling oil while they sang hymns to praise the Lord Jesus. And he, and this man was deported to Jamaica by his mother after he was found reading a Bible. And she did this to preserve his life. He ended up becoming a Christian and moving to the United States, and he can't return there because he'll be beheaded. It's the crime that's only punishable by death, and that is the crime of becoming a Christian. And he said there's no lukewarm Christians in third world countries, but in America, lukewarm is the definition of most Christians. And if that kind of persecution comes here, I'm afraid that Christianity will just fall altogether because we don't have people who really understand what they believe and why they believe it and are prepared to proclaim it and defend it in the face of death. And that's really how the kingdom of God has advanced throughout the ages, is people who are do-or-die Christians. It's all-or-nothing Christians. And how can we be that way if we don't even know why we believe what we believe? We've got to get equipped. And again, your program, the Bible Answer Man, is one of the key ministries that is equipping people in today's world, in today's language, and making it easy enough for us to understand with your acronyms, your resources and your tools and the flip charts and the pocket tools that you can carry with you to provide answers when you're right there in the trenches talking with people. So I'm thrilled for your ministry, Hank, and so thankful for it.
And thank you so much, Kirk, for your support and friendship and for the work that you are doing. And thank you all listening in today for making this broadcast a reality. Without you, this ministry simply would not be bringing you Kirk Cameron today. Dietrich Bonhoeffer said it well, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him come and die." Of course, Bonhoeffer experienced the ultimate cost of discipleship. He was hanged at the concentration camp at Flossenbürg, but not before he called us to the cost of discipleship. There is a cost. The gospel's free. Someone has to put in the plumbing. And we thank those during Listener Appreciation Week who have made this ministry an ongoing reality, touching the lives of people for time and for eternity. You can support this ministry on the World Wide Web at equip.org via the mail at Post Office Box 8500, Charlotte, North Carolina, zip code 28271, and as always through our resource consultants at 888-7000-CRI. We're out of here for today. We look forward to seeing you next time for more of the broadcast.
Thank you for joining us on this Thanksgiving Day edition of the Bible Answer Man broadcast. During this week, we want to hear from as many of you as possible to express our gratitude to you for standing with us in these difficult times with the Bible Answer Man broadcast. When you contact CRI and give a gift, you're helping us to end our calendar year strong by December 31st. For your gift to CRI, we'd like to send you Hank Hanegraaff's beautiful book, The Heart of Christmas. For a gift of $100 or more, Hank will personalize The Heart of Christmas. A gift of $250 or more gets you an autographed copy of both The Complete Bible Answer Book Collector's Edition and Christianity in Crisis 21st Century. And for a gift of $500 or more, he'll send a personalized, specially numbered and limited leather edition of Christianity in Crisis. It's only through the gifts of listeners just like you that we're able to keep the Bible Answer Man on this station. So if you appreciate the daily answers and edification you receive on the Bible Answer Man, we need to hear from you today. Again, the number is 888-7000-274, or visit us online at www.equip.org. And thank you once again for making Listener Appreciation Week a success. The Bible Answer Man is a production of the Christian Research Institute. We're on the air because truth matters.
Believe it or not, even Santa can be saved. Far from being a dangerous fairy tale, Santa Claus, in reality, is an anglicized form of the Dutch name Sinterklaas, which in turn is a reference to St. Nicholas, a Christian bishop from the 4th century. According to tradition, St. Nick not only lavished gifts on needy children, but also valiantly supported the doctrine of the Trinity at the Council of Nicaea in AD 325.
Order The Heart of Christmas, a devotional for the season by Hank Hanegraaff with accompanying Christmas Carol CD for a gift to CRI when you call 888-7000-274 or online at www.equip.org. Don't forget to inquire about the personalized edition or The Heart of Christmas audiobook, instrumental Christmas CD, or quantity discount options.